Chapter 15. Nobody likes spiders. Oh no, oh no, oh no! My heart freezes. My whole body freezes. I look down at my feet. The tangle of threads twining itself around my sneakers? Not Rapunzel's hair. It's a spider web. That's why Jonah said his ankle was itchy, and why Prince is barking frantically. While we were listening to Prince Tristan's story, the elephant-sized spider was stealthily wrapping us in a web, and we hadn't even noticed. Now our feet and Prince's paws are glued to the ground. We're trapped, totally trapped. I hear cackling to the right. I turn my head and spot Frau Gothel looming ominously beside us. "But tarantulas can't spin webs," Jonah says. More cackling. "I taught mine to," Frau Gothel says. "I'm an excellent trainer." Of course she is. "Who is that?" Prince Tristan asks us, frowning at Frau. "The wannabe witch," Jonah replies. "I'm not a wannabe," Frau Gothel says. "I'm also not a witch. I am a sorceress. I grow herbs that can do magical things. I turned you blue, didn't I?" she says to Jonah. "Yes, and I could really use a reversal herb," Jonah says, "if you don't mind." "I don't think it will make a difference," Frau Gothel says. "Once Nutmeg eats you." I feel a dart of fear. Another spiderweb wraps around my leg. Ah! I swallow hard. I kick my foot trying to escape, but it just makes the web tangle more tightly around my ankle. "Abby," Jonah says. His voice is small and scared. "I'm stuck. This stuff feels like stretched out bubble gum."
"This is not exactly how I plan to spend my time off," cracks Prince Tristan.
Frau Gothel cackles again. She whips her scary weed ponytail from side to side.
"I trapped you all! I knew Rapunzel was being coached by someone. I didn't expect it was the three of you, but no matter. How dare you try to get Rapunzel, my favorite pet, to escape? And you, Prince Tristan, you think you're so powerful with your rubies and your emeralds. How will they help you here? They won't! They're useless against my herbs! My nutmeg will get you all! He's been eating strength berries to make his web extra strong!"
Nutmeg and his 8 striped orange and black hairy legs are crawling directly toward me. His eyes look like marbles. I hold my breath. My heart is beating 100 times a minute. "I'm coming to help," Rapunzel yells down.
"Oh, no, you're not," Frau Gothel says. "I'm coming to stop you."
She runs over to the tower's base and disappears inside the hidden door. Prince Tristan drops to his knees and tries to tear the web apart with his hands.
"It won't rip," he cries.
I have an idea.
"Jonah, use your cleats!"
"Right, my cleats!"
My brother starts kicking the web, but trips instead.
"No, Jonah, take the cleat off," I order. "Pretend the web is hair."
My brother takes off his shoe and smashes it against the web.
"It's not working! These stupid shoes are good for nothing! Well, except playing soccer, probably."
Frau comes back outside.
"She may have locked the hatch, but I'm locking her in the tower."
She reaches into a black leather purse and pulls out a bar. Then she barricades the hidden door with it. We're trapped. We're really trapped. I am dizzy with fear. Nutmeg takes a few more steps toward me. He opens his mouth. Rapunzel leans over the window ledge.
"Nutmeg, are you tired? Remember how I used to sing you to sleep? Hello, moon. Good night, sun. Close your eyes, sweet little one." Is Nutmeg yawning?
I think he is.
It's working, I call up softly. Keep singing the lullaby. Rapunzel keeps going. Tomorrow will be another day. Then we'll have time to play. Nutmeg stretches his many legs and lies down on his belly.
Absolutely not, Nutmeg! Wake up! Frau yells. It's not even dark out. It's the middle of the day.
She tries to walk toward him, but gets blocked by the web. Rapunzel sings on in a soft, drowsy voice. Rest that head on a leg, and don't eat, my friends, I beg.
Nutmeg closes his eyes, then opens them again. Prince somehow maneuvers his way through the sticky spiderweb to investigate, his tail wagging. His little nose sniffs at Nutmeg's scary spider fangs. He yips and wags his tail again until his whole dog butt shakes from side to side.
Rapunzel. Little Nutmeg, you're very cute, but also creepy. And now you are very sleepy.
Nutmeg is snoring. He is officially asleep.
We're safe! Yahoo!
I give Rapunzel two thumbs up. Meanwhile, Jonah is still hammering away at the web. The cleats seem to be working.
My soccer shoes are doing the trick. I just have to hit harder. Here, take one, Pickles.
He throws his left shoe to the prince, who's ensnared beside him. Stepping back from the spiderweb, Frau twists her green ponytail around one finger.
You think you can sing some lullaby and we're done? I don't think so. I may not be able to fly or make your teeth fall out, but turning animals giant and people blue aren't the only things my special plants can do.
She reaches into her purse and pulls out what looks like a bag of leaves. She shoves the entire handful into her mouth, gobbling them up.
I have to thank you guys for cutting Rapunzel's hair. I've been experimenting on my pets with herbs for years, but I never thought to use their hair or venom or whiskers in my bruise until today. So thank you. Wait until you see what this special salad can do. Watch me now.
That's disgusting, Jonah says, making a face. Not even ketchup would make that taste good.
At first, Frau starts to tremble. Then she starts to change. Her legs stretch out into scary spider arms with bear claws, and her nose stretches into an aardvark's nose?
Cinnamon's nose. Ugh, who cares? However it's spelled, Frau Gothel is now one giant, freaky-looking animal. She still has her high green ponytail, and she's heading right toward Jonah.
I will get you,
yells the hybrid animal in a chillingly human voice.
I will tear you apart with my arms and eat you.
Leave my brother alone, I yell, aching to protect him, but I can't move. I'm still pinned in the spider web. Meanwhile, Prince Tristan keeps scraping the cleat against the web.
No!
We hear the cry from above. Rapunzel is climbing out the window.
I'm coming!
Don't jump! I yell. You're too high! You'll get hurt! But she doesn't listen. She jumps straight out the window.
Whee!
She yells as she flies down. She lands on the Frau monster, knocking her down.
Good job, Prince Junior!
Prince Tristan says. Rapunzel? I ask nervously, spying her lying face down in the thorns. Are you all right? She slowly stands up. Her hands are shaking.
I can't.
You can't believe you jumped out of a tower?
Me neither!
Jonah cries, finally chopping himself free.
Good job!
She touches the sides of her face with her hands.
I can't.
You can't what? Prince Tristan asks. Are you hurt?
I can't see, she says finally. I can't see you, or Abby, or Jonah, or anyone. I can't see anything. I've lost my sight.
Dread fills my stomach.
Don't worry, Jonah says. That happened to the prince.
Woof, woof.
In the original story, and he ended up fine. He got his sight back. You're going to be okay.
My heart sinks. But Jonah, Rapunzel's the one with the magical tears. She's the one who fixed the prince's eyes.
Well, maybe if she cries, her eyes will fix themselves. I am crying, Rapunzel says as tears run down her cheeks, and I still can't see.
Oh, no. This is all our fault. We should never have gone through the mirror. We should never have climbed up Rapunzel's hair. This time, we really ruined everything.